Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to game.
Big Nelly, and welcome to Game. Man, I've missed this so much. I'm always joined by Big Rob. How you doing today, Big Rob?
I'm doing good.
Big Slammer, how you doing today, Big Slammer?
Pretty good, actually.
Pretty good.
Good to be back.
We're good. Well, today we are initially going to have Mr. Easter versus our defending winner of Game, Maxwell Gilly, but they're both not here. Oh, no. So, you know, what are we going to do? We put Ryan Smith on. How you doing today, Ryan?
Doing great. You guys have a lot of energy for 7 o'clock.
So, Ryan, what, can you tell the viewers at home, what do you do here on the station?
I'm a second-year student. I do a show called Shocktoe on Fridays at 7. Actually, I don't know. It's 8:30? I do a time, 8 o'clock sometimes, called Shocktoe on Fridays. I'm mostly an editor here. I do a lot of personal projects, and also I do music outside of school. Hi.
Yeah, Ryan! Everyone give a round of applause to Ryan. I'm also joined by Samuel Pierman. How you doing today, Sam?
I'm doing pretty good. A little tired. I'm doing pretty decent.
Can you tell the viewers at home, what do you do?
I do a show on Thursdays at 8:30 to 9:15 called On the Fly, where Max, and Rock go over some pretty funny news articles.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get right into trivia. It's my favorite segment. So, Pierman, I'm going to start you off first with trivia. Okay, so 5 trivia questions each for you and Ryan. Let's see how you guys do. All right. What year did team owner Roger Penske win the first Indianapolis 500? A, 1965. B, 1969, C, 1970, or D, 1972.
These years are really close to each other. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to go with 1969.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Are you positive?
I'm positive.
That is incorrect. Oh. So, you're 0 for 1 right now. These questions, ladies and gentlemen, were made for Max and Mr. Easter, but they're not here today. So, don't be coming at Pierman and Ryan too hard today because, you know, they probably don't know what the heck half these questions are. They don't watch racing.
I mean, hey, it's okay. We take wrong
answers. We do take wrong answers.
Okay,
this one's going to be a little easier for you, Pierman. What is Ozzy Osbourne's favorite food? A, pizza. B, fish and chips. C, cottage cheese, or D, Brussels sprouts?
Easier? Okay. Nobody likes Brussels sprouts, so there's no way that it's that. Probably would have to say, I'm guessing he's a fish and chips kind of guy.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I am sure about that.
Positive?
Positive?
Are you positive?
Last time I checked.
Pyramid, that is incorrect.
I just want to say real quick, I like Brussels sprouts.
That's a you problem.
I have a follow-up to that. If it is cottage cheese, that makes A, a lot of sense, and B, is very relatable. That's a good food. Is it cottage cheese?
That is correct,
oh,
Ryan.
Oh, wow.
He's a cottage cheese guy.
He's kind of a freak. He eats bats and whatnot. I feel like he would like cottage cheese. As a cottage cheese fan, that's awesome.
So, Pyramid, you are 0 for 2 right now. Rob, Slammer, keep me track on those. Okay, this one might be a little easier. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? You know, just pull them out of a hat. So, what football team did Ball State defeat 45-22 to win the MAC West title in 2008? A, Western Michigan. B, Toledo. C, Eastern Michigan. Or D, Northern Illinois.
2008?
Yep.
I was 3 years old in 2008. I don't know what you're expecting from me from this one. Could you repeat that again?
Okay. Do you want me to repeat the teams or the whole question?
Repeat the teams.
A, Western Michigan, B, Toledo, C, Eastern Michigan, or D, Northern Illinois?
Hmm. I don't know why, but I'm feeling Illinois.
Are you positive?
I feel like every single time you say, are you positive, I'm going to hear a ba-doing.
You might want to rethink this one. I don't want you to not succeed on the show.
Well, I mean, yeah, no. Everyone should succeed at least
once. Like
I'm
going to
give you a hint. I'm going to give you a hint. It is not Toledo or Northern Illinois, so it's either Western Michigan or Eastern Michigan.
So it's in Michigan. Okay, can I just say Michigan?
No.
Good answer.
Okay. No? Okay.
Just guess. Either Western Michigan or Eastern Michigan.
Either West or West Michigan.
West.
Does that work? No.
No.
Okay. I'll say Western Michigan.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
I'm sure that's my final answer.
Pyramid, that is correct!
Finally.
Sorry, I was excited. I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
I'm one and two.
I'm one for three right now.
One for three. Oh.
Yep. All right, here we go. What year was the final wrong question. All right. How many times did Michael Jackson sell out at Wembley Stadium? A, 4, B, 7, C, 6, or D, 8?
I feel like he would sell out a lot, so 8. I don't know why. I just feel like he'd do that.
You sure that's your final answer?
I'm sure.
Positive.
I hate that question. It's just one word, and I know. I'm not positive anymore. Thank you. Okay.
It's neither 6 or 4. I'll give you that.
Why are you hitting me this?
Because, man? Dude, you know you have only gotten one question right.
I know.
All right.
It's not 6 or 4, so it's 8 or 7. I'll go with 7.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Sure about that.
Are you positive?
You're making me very indecisive, man. I don't know. I'm going to go with 7.
That is...
Oh, my God.
Man, he's two for four. Let's go, Pyramid.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, here you go. What year was the final NASCAR race on the beach? What year was the final NASCAR race on the beach? A, 1956, B, 1958, C, 1960, or D, 1961?
I feel like it would be an even number, so I'm going to go with 1960.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
I'm sure.
Positive?
Positive. Full send.
That is incorrect.
Ooh.
So, Pierman, you ended up going 2 for 5. How do you feel right now?
I feel... kind of like I was expecting this, but I was expecting that I'd be a better guesser, but man, dang.
Maybe. So 2 for 5. Okay, now if Ryan ties you, we're going to go into a
fist fight.
We're going to a tiebreaker question, which has nothing related to any of the questions we have had so far. So just beware. So here we go. Ryan, are you ready?
Of course.
Okay, how many number one hits has Elton John had? A, 8, B, 9, C, 10, or D, 11?
9.
You sure that's your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct! So, okay, Pyramid, he's doing a lot better than you are.
Okay. I see it.
One for one. We love you, Pyramid. We love you, dude. All right, here we go. Gosh, this is a Mr. Easter question, but just try to guess. Mm-hmm. How many times have Decatur Central and Ben Davis faced off in football? A, 62, B, 70, C, 58, or D, 65?
I had an answer in my head already, and it was going to be 6. Okay, what are the numbers again?
62, 70, 58, or 65?
58, because that one doesn't fit in with the other numbers.
Sure it's your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Oh,
defeated.
Destroyed.
Here we go. How many Indiana Hoosiers have been drafted into the NBA?
Oh, God.
A, 77, B, 83, C, 92, or D, 89?
89.
Shut your final answer?
Yep.
Positive?
Yep.
Okay. That is... incorrect. Hey, it's 1 for 3.
I wasn't made for sports ball. I wasn't made for this.
So here we go. Okay, here we go. Who has led the most laps in Indianapolis 500 history? A, A.J. Foyt. B, Rick Mears. C, Elio Castroneves. Or D, Al Unser?
Elio Castroneves.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. You might want to rethink that.
Okay. What were the other names? That's the one I remembered.
Okay, it's not Elio Castroneves. I'll be nice. It's either A.J. Foyt, Rick Mears, or Al Unser.
A.J. Foyt. Did I say his name?
A.J. Foyt?
Foyt, yeah.
I know.
I know these. Yes, absolutely. Is that a no?
Okay, here we go. This is it. That is incorrect.
Taking this in stride. It's okay.
That was the final question for Ryan on trivia. Pierman, you have one trivia. You won trivia. By one question.
Good job.
2 for 5. Pierman, how do you feel?
I feel accomplished.
Everyone give him a round of applause.
On top of the world. Woo! Woo!
All right, we're going to get to another segment. This is Big Slammer segment. We're going to play a recording on here. Hopefully, you guys listen and pay attention because it is very important and crucial that you pay attention and listen, or you will fail and you'll do miserable at this. Okay?
That is right,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, guys, all right. Here we go. Big Slammer, fantastic job on this recording. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the game's How Much Is It Really Worth section, hosted by me, Big Slammer. This section is a little different to understand, unlike the other two, so this tape is made solely for the purpose of getting up to speed. Step 1. I show you an image of something that may look cheap, and may be expensive, or an image of the complete opposite. Looks expensive, it's cheap. Step 2. Guess. Guess. Get you as the contestant are to give me an answer. There are only allowed 2 tries. The actual prize may be extremely random or unexpected from what you see, and that's why you're only allowed 2. Not only this, I will give you hints when I ask for your second answer, such as naming a price that's higher or a price that's lower, depending all on how close you are to the correct answer. Step 3. Whoever of the 2 contestants gives an answer close to the actual price of what's on screen, that person becomes the winner of this section. Thank you for watching this instructional tape. You may continue.
Okay, did that sum everything up for you guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of Slammer's tape?
So, remember, I got a little demo of that a couple weeks ago because of our break in between. Sounded great on a little phone speaker. Sounds even better on live radio.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah. Everyone give a round of applause for
Good
Slammer.
Good job. These are really cool little editing cues. Really, I love cool. These. Yeah.
All right, Slammer. Are you ready?
Yeah. You remember you gotta show the images.
Yeah, I got it. All right. I need to.
I only mentioned the prize. That's how I do it. All right. Mm-hmm. First article. 1982 Betrick. Hang on. 1982 Vectrex 3000 arcade system video game console with 2 controllers plus game. And no, we're not talking about the show.
All right. Look at this. It's a bit of a tall TV. It's got 2 keyboard-esque controllers and game of unknown variety.
Mm-hmm. And the little thing in the side so you can put your game in.
Yeah. We're doing some beautiful color play right now. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Color play on.
All right. So we just guess the price?
Yeah, just guess the price. Just estimate.
Did it say a year in the title?
1982.
$40,000.
$40,000.
Okay, I'm kidding.
No, take out a loan.
I'm kidding.
Sell your house for this thing.
Oh,
my gosh.
That's so funny. Correct.
I did it. No. I don't know. 80s technology is weird because sometimes it'll be like 30 cents, and other times it'll be like $40,000.
My arm's hurting.
Your arm's hurting? Okay. you can put it down.
Okay.
I don't have to look at it anymore.
I'll just go ahead and give a hint now. It's not in the 10,000s.
Okay.
It's not a 5-digit number.
All right.
So could you name me a... So given that hint... What?
Does that mean it's 6-digit?
It's below.
It is
below 5
below digits. 6 and 5 digits, Big Rob. Anyways, right. So given this hint, could you please name me a price that is lower than what you've mentioned?
$2,500.
Alright, that's alright. Your second and final answer.
My second
correct.
And final answer.
Alright, Pierman.
Okay.
What he says, Pierman. Pierman.
So my question is, who made this system again?
Some defuncto company.
Most likely.
Did you say it Pentrax?
I don't know what it was called.
All I know is that it was distributed by Milton Bradley.
Video.
Distributed, all right.
Made up names. Don't exist. It's not a real technology, dude.
Hold on, I got Foss. He said Pentrax. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a railroad documentary company. I ordered. I got videos on Pentrax. Shout out to Pentrax. Making great productions of trade videos. Okay. We're not sponsored.
Okay, I'm going to guess that it's actually lower than his. I'm going to say it's about 1,000.
1,000?
1,000.
All right, so 1,000. Could you name me something lower?
Something lower?
Than 1,000, yes.
Okay, if it's not 1,000, then
I'm going to... Does that include Ryan, too?
Do I get it?
Oh, Ryan already got his student.
He already got my final answer. I guess. 40, my 40,000 followed by 2,500. I know how money works.
Okay, so if it's less than 1,000, I'm going to go with the reasonable price and not the pawn shop trying to sell you something for $5,000.
All right, do you want me to go with...
Hold on. No, don't hit me. Okay.
This is like we're babying pyramids. This is fair. My 40,000 answer, whatever.
it's not even that serious. This is on eBay.
Oh. It's on eBay?
Okay.
Yep. I thought this was like things in a museum. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
eBay is a museum.
Oh, that's fair.
eBay is a museum. You never know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
Candy store.
All right.
All right. My final guess. 550.
$550.
That is right.
All right. So... by about $90 off.
It's okay, dude.
Pierman,
yeah,
is the winner of this question.
I thought so. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go, Pierman. Woo! Pierman. All right, here we go. I'm playing a different one. Play a different hotkey.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's supposed not, that's supposed to be right. There we go. I thought it was green. Green for you know, great.
Green means go.
Green means go.
Go, go, go.
All right.
Show core.
Next article.
Next.
Oh, all right. So, rare vintage Corningware 1959 embossed mark C22 1/4 blue cornflower.
What am I hearing?
Yeah, we've got numbers.
I'm so confused.
Now my question is cornflower?
Cornflower?
Cornflower.
This is how I feel cornflower. In pre-cal. I have no idea what's going
those
on.
Those are saying words.
It's just the name.
Oh, it's a pot. Okay.
Salesman tactics this is, 101.
This is like something that's in my...
Oh, this is going to be one of those like, it looks like it's $5 at Goodwill, and then it's going to be like 40,000. Is it one of those? Oh, you monster. $40,000.
No,
final
answer.
No.
No. No.
Sold for the man.
This is an auction. All right.
Sold to the gentleman in front of me.
There's a bunch of like random stuff on it. That's where I don't believe it's expensive. Because I feel like it has to be this prestigious thing if it's only three words. $4. $4.35.
First guess is $4.
$4.35.
First guess, $4.
And 35 cents.
You got to remember the 35 cents.
Okay. Okay. So, the way I'm looking at it, it doesn't have a lot of imaging on it.
I haven't even...
So,
wait. I haven't even asked
them
for the second answer.
No,
yeah. That's my final answer.
Oh, my gosh.
Just, you're good, bro.
Bruh.
Okay.
This
so,
is hilarious.
Screw it. I'll go with my first one, I guess. Okay. So, by the looks of it, from the way I'm looking at it, and from my experience with seeing pots in the past... I have seen a lot of pots in my time.
In your day?
Yep.
Are you a pot enthusiast?
He's a pot
absolutely.
Enthusiast.
I love... okay, all right.
Hold on, hold on.
Okay,
all
right. So...
Pothead Pierman has decided for $4.35.
Okay, no, hold on. Okay, let me get back to talking about this thing. Okay.
Hold on, I gotta put some...
Like finger
okay.
noise.
All right, so from the looks of it,
Can I put it's my got... hand down?
You can put your hand down.
Okay. All
right, keep in mind that it's rare.
All right, so it's rare. So, by the looks of it, it has handles. That is actually a plus in price. And it doesn't have a lot of decoration on it, so you know it's been painted legit. So my guess, this is my guess, because of the way that it looks, $250.
Wait, what? $250.
So, this is a breakdown. Yep.
Okay, so Ryan mentioned $4.
Yeah, right? 35 cents. Right.
Pierman 35 mentioned cents. $250. Now, going back to Ryan, could you name me a price that's higher?
Yeah, Ryan!
$5. No, okay. I don't know. It'll probably be like $100. That's like, it seems like a good number. $100.
$100?
Yeah. Pots are weird. Old ladies like their expensive nothing.
All right, what's Pierman's guess?
Pierman, what is your second guess? And could you please name me something that's higher?
That is higher?
Yes.
How much higher do you think this price is? My gosh.
Okay. Definitely not $40,000.
Well, it's a pot. My gosh, man.
They don't know me.
Okay. I'm thinking if it is, I'm going to cry. Okay.
I'm
going
to cry.
Because there is no reason a pot should be that expensive. Okay, my guess. So it has to be higher. So if it is higher, that means it's more of an antique. All right, so I'll say I give it $850.
$850. Okay, that is good. That is actually.
I'm getting complimented by the man
over
here.
Let's give a clause for Pierre. Let's give a round of
applause. Pierre is a good number.
Yeah,
right
there. Yeah, good job.
That is a good number. Get a big round of applause.
Okay. I just want to say that does not look like a pot. That looks like a casserole dish.
Yeah. That's
same difference.
Same difference.
Screw it.
All right. So.
Ceramic.
Pierre mentioned $850, and I could say that is somewhat close, but unfortunately, that is not the correct answer for either boat. Either.
So who's closer?
Who is closer? Either one.
Neither one.
It's too far off. This is not the Price is Right.
All right. What was the final price?
All right. And please do not strangle me after I mention this.
Please don't strangle me.
Yeah, it's like this. It's like the slinky. All right.
Oh yeah, we did have a slinky segment last time.
All right. $3,499.99.
Holy crap! No. Who's gonna spend that on a pot?
Oh. Ask eBay.
Ask eBay.
eBay.
Yes, these two results are on eBay.
It's funny to me. It's like imagine a rich person owning that, like in like a display case. So this is my fine pottery.
This is my fine pottery. It's a casserole dish.
I don't believe in that.
Who's gonna spend that on a pot, though? Like
seriously, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna give this for how much that pot cost.
It's chicanery. I don't believe in this.
I just felt like
too much for a piece of ceramic. All right,
how many questions we got left, Big Slammer?
All right, we got three more questions left. Mm. Right. Next up is. FIA Tribute 1973 Ford Escort Mark I.
Yeah, racing! Oh. Woo!
Whoa, that's gonna
oh, boy.
Be a lot.
Ka-chow!
That's gonna be a lot.
Oh, let me see this. Oh, yeah. That's really nice. That's a really nice car.
It's a really nice car.
Very nice car, four wheels.
Four wheels on that? Oh, wow. I don't know car prices at all.
You want the $40,000?
That does not seem like enough for a car from 1973.
Yeah.
$2 million.
$2 million.
$2 million.
I don't know.
Yeah, let me see this.
Am I lowballing? I don't know this word. Am I lowballing?
You're not lowballing.
Okay.
His voice got super high.
All right.
You're not lowballing.
Okay, let me see this thing. Okay. So silverish white.
Beautiful racing stripe.
Racing stripe.
Okay, hold on. What's the engine?
Rally lights.
Hey, it's a Ford.
It's a Ford.
Hey, remember?
Like, it's a Cosworth engine.
Is it a V8, V6?
I assume it's like a Cosworth.
I'll just guess some money.
I'll guess it's a V6. Okay.
That is not even what we're about. We're talking about
I know. There's a lot of things to go into a car, so I'm trying to take all of them in. Okay.
All right. Just know it's a rally car. So it's rally.
Just guess some cash, dude.
Okay. Guess some cash. I'm gonna guess higher than Ryan. I'm gonna go with 70,000.
I said $2 million.
He said $2 million.
$2 million. Okay.
Boo, Pyramid.
Okay.
Ryan said 2 million. Yeah. Ryan, can you name me something lower than 2 million?
All right, I'm putting my hand down.
1 million.
Really?
It's lower.
That's lower. That's half of what I said. That is a million less than what I said, to be honest.
We're on a plus for that.
I'm a genius. I don't know where I'm at. Right.
Pierman.
Right, Pierman. Could you name me something lower than what you've mentioned?
Something lower. What was my original?
$70,000.
So something lower than $70,000.
He said it was higher than Ryan's.
Listen, I'm a little sleepy right now.
I'm just kidding.
So lower than $70,000. I'm going to guess that's higher than $40,000. I'm going to go with the middle, $50,000.
$50,000. Whoa. Yep.
Now, moment of truth, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So you mentioned 50,000. So, by about $20,000 higher, Pyramid is the winner of this question.
Yeah, Pyramid. That was a round of applause.
The actual price was 37,000.
37,000.
Hey, remember the race? He said racing stripes. Remember in Transformers 1 has racing stripes, but they're faded. Faded racing stripes.
I'm not getting a Fiesta with stripes.
Yeah, that was awesome. All right. Mm. All right, what's next?
No one ever had a Ford Fiesta.
Next up.
Yeah.
Barska 20 times 40 times 100 millimeter jumbo binocular telescope.
Awesome.
Jumbo telescope.
Jumbo telescope.
Yeah.
Jumbo binocular telescope.
What the? This is like stuff they use in science labs. And
let me see this.
Well, it's a telescope.
Oh, you remember the scene off of Willy Wonka? It's like what the goggles they had on.
It looks like Wally's eyes. That's a good way of putting it. Wow.
Let me see this.
Looks like what's on Navy ships.
Oh, it looks like one of those view binoculars
what were the measurements again? Millimeters? All right.
20 times 40 is what I said.
All right. Again, this is one of those things where I feel like they'd cost way too much money. That's like, this is some rare artifact from 1943.
that's actually way modern.
Yeah, okay. $2,000.
All right, $2,000. That's a good start.
That's a solid number.
That's a good start.
Good job, Ryan. And we get a round of applause for Ryan.
Woo! Yeah, buddy.
A round of applause today for nothing.
Uh-huh.
All right.
It's a real shame that he's guessing too high. I'm guessing it's $1,000.
$1,000. Wow. $1,000.
You got to scare the Ryan. Right?
That's $1,000, yeah.
That is $1,000.
Yes. All right.
So we got $2,000, and we got $1,000. All right. Ryan.
Yeah.
Can you name me something? Higher.
$2,001.
It is higher.
$2,000.
It is higher.
$2,001.
Yeah.
That is a teeny bit higher.
A little bit higher, I think. Teeny bit higher.
Okay.
This is awesome.
All right. I'll ask you to name a price that's higher, Pierman. You're so tired.
Stop giggling over there, man. Come on. Keep a straight face. I'm going to give a guess and say $2,002.
Oh. I'll raise you $2,003.
I'll raise you by four doubloons.
Sold. The pothead pyramid. Okay. Back to it. All right.
Okay. God, I don't need
okay.
He's just going to love this episode.
I don't even know.
We're
going
to. Okay.
So pyramid.
I love
pyramid,
that.
Yes. Please. I'm gonna have to give
Ricky's
us.
He's dying.
I'm going to have you give us an extra answer just for the sake of. Because you guys are too close.
No, we're okay. These are exact numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, no, these are exact. I didn't say about 2002. I said 2002. Come on,
the man of his word.
All right, but
he
please,
said that.
An extra answer.
Okay. I'll give a serious one. Oh, 2003.
Oh yeah.
Okay, no. I'm joking. I'll say 2100.
100. All right. So by $84.90, Pierman
did you
is
not,
actually closer.
Did you not give Ryan another question? Or
whatever.
No?
It doesn't matter.
I did get him.
Yeah. I said two. Whatever. One.
Hey, I love the effort. I'm like a sports analysis. I love the effort from Ryan Smith.
He's really trying this episode.
Great job to Pierman. Great job. Did you win that question?
He didn't win that question. He was closer. By $84.99.
How many more
off.
Questions do we have left?
We got one more question.
All right. Buckle those belts up tight, boys.
I don't have a belt on. How am I supposed to do that?
Well,
belt your
belt.
Buckle them up.
Can I borrow your belt real quick?
Yeah,
belt your buckles, guys.
It's what Darrell Waltrip says in NASCAR. I was just trying to be.
Belt your buckles. Okay. Next up.
Get ready. I'm in the danger
Yamaha
zone.
EZTP digital silent trumpet with exclusive soft case and accessories.
A digital trumpet?
Digital trumpet.
Digital silent trumpet.
Yeah.
Silent what is it? Trumpet. Does it sound like this?
I want to see what it looks like.
Does it?
I've seen one of those before.
Why does this thing look like it's off of? You remember the scene in The Office where they get the
I don't watch The Office.
I thought you did.
It looks like something out of Blade Runner.
Did you watch The Office?
I never.
I have seen bits and pieces.
You
didn't
see the scene where he has that.
Never.
All right. Well, I have to show you. That's what it looks like.
Oh. That's kind of sick.
You mean like a security magnet?
Did it have a year on it?
See if
it
you have
weird.
Any metal on you. Oh my gosh. What is that? Why does it look... What?
It looks early 2000s-esque, but it could be later because Yamaha's really cheap looking. No offense, Yamaha. $250.
All right, $250. Okay. That is good.
Okay, so it's a digital trumpet, so it's not made out of brass. That's my first,
first assumption about it.
Initial hit from the looks of it. Okay. And because it's digital, it must need a battery, so I'll need to put that in. I will go with
$300.
$300. All right, $300.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ryan, you mentioned $200, right?
Yeah, $250. Yeah.
$250. Okay, $250. That is good. That is bueno. Could you name me something a tiny bit... A tiny bit higher.
$275.
All right, $275. That is good. That is good. All right, Pierman, I will ask you to do the same.
Something higher?
Say what?
Something a little bit higher?
Something a little bit higher. Not like a couple hundreds high, but like something like, let's say 50s high.
50s high?
Never mind. Okay, continuing.
Okay. All right. Okay. Stop laughing. Stop laughing.
Nothing,
I'm trying to think. Okay, so.
Focus.
Tiny bit. I'm really trying right now. You have no idea.
You have no idea.
It's okay. We do take wrong answers.
We do take wrong answers here.
So it's higher than 300. I'm going to go with 345.
345.
All right.
What
is that?
All right, so. 345, and Ryan mentioned 275. So let's see. Let's see which one of you guys is closer, and then we'll figure out how much.
This is hilarious. I love this. All right. This is so much fun.
So you mentioned 345.
Yes.
All right.
That is
so
my number.
So by about $50. So about $50 off. Pierman, you won this one.
Really? Pierman won?
Yeah, Pierman.
Hey.
My God, Pierman.
I'm a genius. And I didn't know.
He's won trivia and he's won.
Wow, you suck.
I'm really bad at this.
How much is it really worth? All right, Rob, you got anything for a celebrity match game?
No, I couldn't find any questions that were good enough.
Aww.
But for my segment, instead, we'll just have both of you tell me a joke.
And, why not? Tell a joke.
Whichever one I like more wins the round.
Oh, no.
Pierman, please go first.
I.
you are the winner.
Okay.
Dude, he has some dad jokes. I know he has some dad jokes.
I have a few, but I don't really have one to throw out at every moment.
Please make sure it's not offensive.
Okay, keep in mind, we're
radio friendly.
Okay, we are radio friendly, so I'm trying to think.
He's not wrong.
He is definitely not wrong. That's why it's taking me a little bit.
Jesus.
Listen, man. Listen, I've got a couple of good jokes.
Probably the most offensive man.
I can't really.
What?
What?
Okay,
that's this is the best episode.
This is a bit. This is a bit. Okay.
This is a bit.
Yep. I'm trying to think. Why don't you go first, Ryan? It's taking me a little bit.
Mine's a story, so that's why I wanted you to go first. All my jokes are stories.
I love stories.
We love stories.
Whatever. Okay.
Come on.
Storyteller, Ryan.
Tell us a story, Grandpa Smith.
So this
Grandpa
is,
Smith! All right, yeah!
Grandpa Smith has a story to tell. This is a story of indulgence, greed, and repetitive nature.
Okay.
Okay.
Once I was a wee lad, around the age of 17, like right now, and a couple months ago, and I was in a very low point of my life, and I decided to order Taco Bell. That's how you know I was in a low point. And I ordered too much Taco Bell, like too much for one human to be eating at a time.
Oh, man.
And,
I think I know where this is going.
And when I ordered it, I used this lovely app called DoorDash. I have nothing against DoorDash, but they do charge me a lot of money.
I don't know what that is.
It's like one of those like fast delivery, not takeout, but takeout apps. You didn't know? Okay. Well, anyway, DoorDash. Used that. And about 40 minutes passed and says, your delivery's arrived. And I'm panicking because it has not arrived, fearing for the worst that someone may have eaten my food at my porch. I receive a call from a friend saying, Ryan, why did you order DoorDash and send it to my house? and I was like, oh, okay, sorry. And he's like, don't worry, I already ate it, though. And that in itself is like, oh, whatever. You know, I told this story to my friend Zion. And my friend Zion was like, that's crazy. Anyway, I'm going to DoorDash a pizza here because we were hanging out. And he DoorDashes a pizza to my house. We eat the pizza. Good time. He leaves. And about a week passes. Mom and I are chilling out, just watching TV. And we get a ring notification, like the little doorbell app. A lot of apps in this story. And,
apps.
And we're not sponsored
just,
by
there's,
any,
like, there's like a scary man at our porch just dropping off a package and walking away. And I'm terrified because I don't want a bomb to go off. And so we forced my dad to go out and check for the food. And he's just like, it's just a pizza. And as I'm checking out this pizza, I get a terrified call from Zion where he's like sweating in the call. He's like, Ryan, do not touch my pizza. And I totally touched his pizza. And, so he came in there with a couple slices left and he got his pizza. Happy ending to it all.
Let's give a round of applause for Ryan's storytelling.
Okay. Whatever. Good story. Good story.
DoorDash is confusing. I didn't have any good jokes planned because that's not my thing.
Woo-hoo! What a great story. Really good, Pyramid, yeah. You got a joke, man?
Okay. All right. I know it's a bit past Halloween, but we got a pretty good dad joke for you. Okay. Now, personally, I like jokes.
I love jokes.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. I've never met a man who does not like jokes. And really? If I do, I'm probably going to slap them because they're silly. And
they're silly.
Being a silly billy. So, one of my favorite jokes, favorite Halloween jokes. What is a skeleton's favorite meal? You know, skeleton wakes up in the middle of the night. I need something to eat. You know, really hungry. They open the fridge. What's the very first thing that they go for? Give a guess.
Bone meal.
Give a guess.
Bone meal.
No, give a guess. Come on. Look at me in the eyes,
man. I don't even know, dude.
Look at me in the eyes and tell me. What are they going for?
It's bone meal.
It's not bone meal. Look at me in the eyes and tell me what a skeleton's favorite meal is. Tell me.
Holy
what is
crap,
it?
This is intimidating.
Bone meal.
What is it? What is it, Ryan? What is it, Ryan?
Why is
it?
What is it?
Bone meal.
It's not bone meal, Ryan. Do you know what it is?
Awesome.
What is it?
Do you know what it is?
What is it?
Spare ribs, Ryan. Oh! It's spare ribs.
That
a skeleton's
awesome.
Favorite meal
and we have a winner.
Is spare ribs.
And we have a winner. Mr. Pyramid wins all three rounds.
He said spare ribs. I can't believe any of you didn't get that.
That was awesome.
It's all about the delivery. It's all about the delivery.
Great, hey.
Okay, so
story was
second.
Awesome though, Ryan. Very nice
yeah,
story.
I,
but
for a second, I thought you were going to win, and then as soon as we just kept saying bone meal. It's like, oh, how the turns have tabled.
Man.
How the tables have turned.
How the turns have tabled.
Okay, all right.
Y'all want a bonus joke?
Oh, what?
Yes.
Dude, I got a show after this.
What's a skeleton's favorite instrument?
Oh, great.
The trombone.
Trombone.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Rob. Thank you for telling it immediately.
Hey, hold on, Pyramid. That was for that joke. Hold on.
Which one?
The last one you did. Hold on.
Okay.
But the one before that, though.
Absolutely.
All right, give a woohoo. All right.
Give woohoo.
Three woohoos, actually. My goodness gracious. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up for today's episode of Game. I'm Landon Nelson.
I am Big Slammer.
And I'm Big Rob.
I was so happy and thankful to have been joined by Ryan Smith.
Please follow me on Instagram at FTI_Ryan. It's not my radio account, but it is my personal account. You can watch videos of me doing nothing.
All right.
I had a fun time. Thank you.
Of course, buddy. Thanks for being on. Pyramid, thank you for being on the show. Great to have you. Great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything you would like to plug?
Anything you'd like to plug?
Be sure to join me, Max, and Rock tomorrow at 8:30 to 9:15 for On the Fly. We've got a couple good articles. Hope you'll like them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is WPG 90.9, your station for variety. I'm Big Nelly. And All Gas No Breaks is coming up next on WBG 90.9.